So then, again, under war, just praying there to have that love. Not just being good in principle or theory or by belonging to some group or that is good or believing in the good truths. Preaching the philosophy of love, but actually living in love. And he's praying there. This is P.O., I guess. Please just remove the dark heart covering of my heart and let me become myself, become like you. And he's there with the angels and the devotees and his Gurudev Paramatma and his Gandharika Girdha and Gonita. I'm just begging for that help. Because that's what we need. To lift ourselves from that confinement and covering. That dark shell around our heart, that hard shell. And he remembers back. Almost 30 years earlier, when he sat there in his room, looking out the window into the Danish autumn black night, and the hand of God reached into his heart and crushed that shell, gave it a good crush. And he just says, I'm so grateful for that. It was hard. Well, this is what I beg and pray for. Not the crush, but the love. To become myself again. One experience richer. Because that's what life is about, right? There's always more to find. New dimensions and levels to explore and uncover. And then find life, our lives, even happier, more meaningful, more loving. What a wonderful adventure. It never ends. A never-ending story. And it is miraculously so, because that would be difficult for a scriptwriter. Is ever interesting mysterious. Increasingly happy and fun. And yes, the scary side is there somewhere, but you don't need to go that down that pit. Unless you feel called to learn something, to explore those experiences out there in your own la-la land of your own construct and design. So, you know, we have this freedom, we're very powerful. Shastra says that soul is shining, like, you know, when you realize the actual self here, that is us, it's like a thousand suns rising above the horizon. And the light of those suns is love. And joy and clarity. Understanding. Well, this is basically what we learn from those who had near-death experiences.